This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A man from the U.S. state of Florida with a long criminal record has been arrested and charged with mailing at least 13 packages containing explosive devices to critics of President Trump. 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc is being charged with 5 federal crimes. Speaking at a political rally in the state of North Carolina, President Trump blamed the media for all the negativity surrounding the bomb threats.
We have seen an effort by the media in recent hours to use the sinister actions of one individual to score political points against me and the Republican Party.
FBI Chief Christopher Wray explains how they identified Sayoc as their suspect.
They uncovered a latent fingerprint from one of the envelopes containing an IED that had been sent to Congresswoman Maxine Waters. There is also a possible DNA connection between samples collected from pieces of 2 different IEDs.
The pipe bombs were sent in recent days to former President Barack Obama as well as other high-profile Democrats. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said Saturday the murder of Jamal Khashoggi in a diplomatic facility must concern us all.
Within our democratic form of government in the United States, we recognize and President Trump has called for congressional involvement in the matter. Due to the gravity of this situation, I will continue consulting with our President and Secretary of State as they consider the implications of this incident within our broader strategic framework.
The Defense Secretary said that Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has already revoked some Saudi visas and will be taking additional measures against the responsible people. Saudi Arabia acknowledged in a statement Thursday that Khashoggi's killing appeared to have been premeditated on the basis of evidence supplied by Turkey. International critics, including U.S. President Trump, have said that the country's de facto leader, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, bears ultimate responsibility, although he has denied any involvement. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is reported to be considering a new executive order aimed at blocking asylum seekers and immigrants from crossing the U.S.-Mexico border as a caravan of migrants continues to make its way north through Mexico. News reports quoting unnamed administration officials say authorities are weighing a range of administrative and legal actions on grounds of national security to restrict the ability of migrants to seek asylum. Although no decision has reportedly been made yet, immigration attorneys told VOA the move would be quickly challenged in court. Voters in Afghanistan's southern province of Kandahar cast ballots Saturday in parliamentary elections that were delayed 1 week after the assassination of the province's police chief. Security was tight in Kandahar, where major roads were closed for nearly 24 hours before the polls opened to prevent any bomb-carrying vehicles from entering the area. Still, AP correspondent Kathy Gannon says people came out in large numbers and there were lots of long lines.
Afghans are desperate to get rid of the warlords and the corrupt political elite that have really run the country for most of the last 17 years since the fall of the Taliban. So they're standing in line because they're really anxious to see a change. And this is the first parliamentary vote since 2010, actually, because they weren't able to hold them on time in 2015 because of security problems.
Security experts monitoring the polls warned of more attacks by the Taliban, who are trying to resume strict Islamic law after their ouster in 2001 by U.S.-led forces. The ashes of Matthew Shepard, whose brutal murder in the 1990s became a rallying cry for the gay rights movement, were laid to rest. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Shepard's remains had been kept by his family in Wyoming for 20 years. Authorities say he was killed by 2 roofing workers who targeted him because he was gay. Reverend Gene Robinson, the first openly gay man elected a bishop in the Episcopal Church, presided over the service. He says things have not changed much in 20 years.
Violence takes lots of forms. And right now, the transgender community is the target.
About Matthew Shepard.
Gently rest in this place. You are safe now.
Robinson remembered all those who have lost their lives to violent acts of hate.
And Matt, welcome home.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
And the top U.S. general says diplomatic efforts on the Korean Peninsula will lead to military discomfort in the coming months as leaders try to strike a very difficult balance between military risk and political progress. Chief Pentagon spokesperson Dana White said last Friday the 2 militaries are suspending their joint exercises. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.